We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Belmont Clemmie head football coach Kyle Wilkinson. And coach, last night you guys taking on Clarion Goldfield Dow's football team, up a class, taking on Clarion Goldfield Dow's 42-0. Clarion is able to get past you. Coach, tell me a little bit about the game from your perspective last night.
You know, we just didn't play with the greatest fundamentals in the game. We had some injuries come upon us, and, you know, the hats off to Clarion. CGD did an extremely great job in exploiting what we do, and, you know, they had a great three-headed monster back there in the backfield and with lots of speed, and, you know, I told number two, Nevin Foss, after the game that I'm sure glad I don't have to pregame for him anymore, as he'll be graduating. But, you know, they did a great job, and Coach Vogel over there at Clarion has turned that program around the last couple of years, and just hats off to them.
Coach, coming into tonight, obviously, you knew that that the weather was going to be a little bit warm out there. So what were some steps you guys took to try to stay healthy with the warmness?
Yeah, we unfortunately throughout the week have been battling some sickness. I'm sure plenty of schools have it going around, you know, with starting school and this and that. But just getting extra water breaks. And I know the state allowed some extra timeouts in the game, which really helped us as well with the low numbers and the injuries kind of piling up on us last night.
And as you mentioned, Coach, kind of the injury bug there. So where do you guys go from here, and how are you guys looking? And hopefully some of those guys going to be maybe coming back for you next week or maybe within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we had a starting receiver get hurt midweek, you know, with a shoulder sprain, and he wanted to fight through it as best he could, and I think he did that. But, yeah, we came out with some other injuries, and we'll have to get some reports from some doctors to see what the damage is there.
And coach, so now does that you know, kind of put it back on you guys, is trying to, now you got to figure out how to replace those. You mentioned you know, some low numbers this year, which isn't just in your program, it's felt throughout the entire state. So how do you guys now continue to kind of next man up, or what do you guys do?
You bet. Next man up, and, you know, we've got a couple freshmen that are willing to take on the challenge in those aspects. You know, shuffling some people around on the line is what we're going to have to do, and just go back to the basics of fundamental football, and hopefully it works out for us.
Coach, talking a little bit about your guys' next game, as you guys will take on a Newman Catholic team that lost a big one last night. You guys traveled to Newman Catholic, so tell me a little bit how you're going to prepare for the Knights and going on the road next week.
You bet. You know, they're 1-1. You know, they just took on a very tough West Hancock team. Obviously, that's always a tough matchup to go up against. You know, but they got a shining quarterback over there, and you know, I'll be honest, I don't move on ahead a week and check out film. You know, that's what I'll be spending my day doing today, and we'll prepare for them as best we can.
You know, you kind of mentioned a good quarterback, a wide receiver that's also quite lengthy, and a couple of kids that you know, are high level athletes. Maybe, you know, not high level athletes in football, but are high level athletes and going to play high level at the next level. So, going in, you guys know that you're taking on some pretty good athletes, and that's got to be something that that you guys probably will prepare for.
You bet. You know, you want to take away one or two things that they're really good at and make them do something they're not good at. And, you know, after we watch film, we'll see what those two or three options are, and hopefully we can match up with those.
Coach, what can you say about some of your assistants, the guys that help you out? Obviously, it takes a big team to run a football team. So, what can you say about what they've done to help you out so far to start the season, and what they're going to continue to do throughout the year?
Well, my assistants have had great influence. You know, they've had great influence on the team. They've bought into you know, the system I'm trying to run here, and you know, right now we're making strides off the field in regards to how our players reacting in the community, helping out the community, getting better at school, and our assistants are a big part of that. You know, three out of the five coaches we have are in the school system, which is always a help, and we see those kids every day. But as far as football-wise goes, you know, I've got four assistants that are just invested in making this team better, turning this around, and getting set up with the correct things in life. So
that's good to hear, Coach. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time. We really appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck against Newman Catholic next week, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Thanks for having me, Zarin.
That was Belmont Clemmie head football coach Kyle Wilkinson.